Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Frank, it's hot.
It's hot up in here.
What did Robin Williams say in the Good Morning Vietnam?
It's hot.
Damn hot.
It's hot. My boots are shaking. Sweat is sticky hot.
It is horrible hot today, but don't worry. It will get hotter, but hopefully not this week. This is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Steve and Frank taking your calls. Anything that might be going on with your car at 480-655-8870. Certainly in the last couple weeks. Last week, we were out on location at Desert Car Care of Chandler, and we didn't get to take any calls. This week, we are taking your calls, 480-655-8870. Frank, what you been up to, man?
Well, I got to tell you, people, I'm just grateful. Steve, this is number 13.
We've been show together. Number 13, lucky number 13.
We've had 13 dates, man.
Oh wow.
And I got
what do I get after the 13th date?
I got something for you right now.
Diamonds?
13 date. You got a new truck.
I did get a new truck. You didn't pay for it though.
No, I'd like to give you something.
All right, what do you got?
Well, first we got to say, what's up, YouTubers?
We're on YouTube. We're filming our YouTube show, and of course it'll be up on the podcast very soon at wrenchnation.com. Yeah.
Everybody needs something for their truck.
Yep.
You can't have everything, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, I don't have everything.
Since you shed.
I don't have fuzzy dice. No, don't tell me.
You shed a lot.
My dog shed.
I got you an auto, home, and giant line lint roller.
This looks like a steamroller that I could like pave with. Very nice. No, this is good because I already noticed the dog hair is already in my truck from the dogs.
You got a vacuum.
I washed the truck this week. I haven't vacuumed yet, but it's only 2 weeks old.
I don't need a stinky truck.
Vacuum all the time. I love it, Frank. Very nice. Nice lint roller, everyone on YouTube. Lint roller, see?
Yeah, you know, you shed sometimes. Whether it's you, the animals, I got something else
for
you.
And then what's this, Better Home and Garden?
No. Oh. The thing is, we had a DJ.
Got a magazine of some sort.
We had a DJ diet going on.
Penthouse.
No. What? No, not Penthouse. We're still technically on the diet, aren't we?
All
right. Well, I give you some inspiration. Bam! I love the look.
Well,
your
it's
face.
A picture of me. It's men's right. health.
So you got what is this like 18 packs?
Yeah,
pack
exactly.
Action?
Yeah, so exactly. I got like a 36 pack on me.
That's okay.
I got a whole keg.
Listen, diets ain't easy, man. I'm telling you, people think
men's health magazine. I do need that though.
The diet thing is not easy. There's a lot of stuff. But we got a great show today.
Yeah, what's going on today?
Well, we're talking about the color of your car.
Okay.
And what the heck does it mean to your psychology?
You know, that's a unique question because I'm thinking of all the cars I've ever purchased. And I've always come back to one color, the same color of this truck. Even though I have strayed a bit.
Right.
I have strayed a couple times.
You've been true blue.
But when I strayed, I really strayed far. I mean, I went from charcoal or green right around there.
What?
To yellow.
Whoa.
I bought a yellow truck one time.
We need some game show music. Are you ready?
Okay, let me
listen
up,
people.
Okay.
Steve doesn't know it, but we're going to give him a what color should you choose quiz.
A what color should you choose quiz.
Right, so if you're not sure what color car should you actually drive, I got a test for you.
Okay.
So we're going to get a little game show music.
I'm getting
in the background.
It going. Stand by, because it just
and
doesn't load
get
as
it
fast
going,
as you
remember,
want.
Remember, people, you can call in with your car care conundrums. Maybe you just had an issue with something minor like noises, bumps, grinds, your horn didn't go off right.
R. Kelly would say there ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Some game show music.
No, it goes in. So.
All right. What color should I choose?
Right. This is it. When you go to a party, the first thing you do is.
Okay.
What do you do when you go to a party? First thing you do.
Look for the bathroom because I may have to take a dump later and I don't want to embarrass myself by, you know, like having to ask.
What?
That's the first thing I do.
Well, how about, do you dance?
No.
Do you eat everything in sight?
Yes.
Do you find a nice quiet place to sit?
The bathroom.
Do you immediately begin cleaning?
Cleaning what?
I don't know. That's the question.
Cleaning right. somebody else's
so,
house?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put
dance. No, I don't.
You look like you dance salsa. So I'm going to put, we're going to click dance, of course. So
all right, I'll dance.
Next question.
I'll do the chicken dance.
All right, you look like a chicken dancing kind of individual.
Yeah, I got something for that.
So let's get back to the music. Uh-huh. Lay out a little.
All right, more music.
Well, here we go. So here's another one.
Music, go.
If you were to set a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
What it would be for? What
longest,
would that?
Longest fart.
What?
Probably.
You look like a...
I mean, I'm sorry to be so disgusting, but that's me. I am who I am.
Chicken dancing.
Or most chicken eaten in a year.
No, how about... Well, could you have, like, the cleanest house?
No. Would absolutely you, not.
You would invent something super advanced.
I would. Or... I would, like, yeah.
Well, I'll put the loudest belch, because you said fart. Okay. Loudest belch.
Okay.
Next question.
Yes.
If you were an event in history...
I need more music, so hold on. If I were an event in history...
Right. So, like, would you be... Would you have invented the smartphone?
No.
How about...
Fried chicken.
How about something... Fried chicken.
Like the Colonel.
Food.
I would have had 13 herbs and spices.
All right. The discovery of America. I'll put that down.
No, not me.
All right, next question. What is your strongest quality?
You want the boat that goes straight down the tubes. It's like the Titanic if I'm driving it, Noah.
Oh, gosh. What's your strongest quality? Are you loyal?
Uh-huh.
Are you really organized?
Uh-huh. No.
You take... Huh?
I'm not organized.
All right, you take things seriously?
Heck no. No, absolutely not.
You go with the flow.
I will say I go with the flow, but that's a quality. But the first one was what?
The first one was, are you loyal?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to click loyal.
Yeah, loyal. Absolutely.
Next question. Yep. Again, we're doing this test to figure out what's in your brain.
Okay.
To figure out what will determine the true color car for you.
Okay.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? And don't, you already said belt. You already said fart. That doesn't count.
Pee.
Huh?
Pee.
Pee? All right.
Is that there?
Hey, we all do that.
Is that there?
Yeah, so I'll put take a shower.
A shower is after pee.
Wow.
But pee is first. I don't pee in the shower.
All right, but I'm gonna say take a shower because that somehow is.
But
water.
Shower comes after pee. I mean, that's a natural thing, right? You get up, you pee.
Next question to determine your color situation.
Okay.
You're 15 minutes to late.
Okay.
What the heck would be your excuse?
15 minutes. I hate being late.
You do?
I'm never 15 minutes late.
You're on time.
I can't be.
What would you give it as an excuse? You got pulled over by a cop, maybe?
No. Well, actually, that would happen. Happened a lot. So
I don't have one. I don't have one. I like to tell the truth, maybe.
No. No, yeah. That's not it.
No?
I'd make up an excuse.
Yeah?
I'm good at excuses.
How about your smartphone didn't
go
off?
No, I don't rely on the smartphone too much.
I lost track of time.
No, I would have to go with the cop. If my choices are that, I'd have to go with the cop pulled me over because I'd more likely get a ticket or
here
a
we
red
go.
Light running things.
One more. If you could only have one of these things for the rest of your life. Again, we're trying to predict the color of your car.
Only one thing for the rest of my life.
What would you choose?
Okay.
I'm going to give you four options.
I have to choose a different song because I'm really tired of the Jeopardy, so I'm going to choose Night Court.
I know. All right. Would you choose Windex?
Okay.
Would you choose booze?
All right.
Would you choose Facebook?
Okay.
How about fancy clothes?
Okay.
Which one of those?
If I had to have for the rest of my life?
Rest of your life. That's you were stuck with this. Facebook? Booze? Well,
no. Not booze. I'm not a drinker.
Windex.
So it's not booze.
We can clean everything.
I don't want to drink Windex.
No?
No, but we do have a lot of windows here at Evitt, so Windex would be handy.
You're a fancy clothes kind of guy.
I'm not a fancy clothes kind of guy. I used to wear a whole bunch of those fancy clothes, and I realized nobody really cared. So I'm going to go with...
booze?
No, not booze.
Facebook?
The other thing. Facebook.
You're stuck with Facebook.
I'll stay with Facebook.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. I think we're just about done.
So that was the survey. Now it should tell me what color of car I should buy?
We're calculating
okay,
right
now,
okay,
so people. Here's the color. I bought a charcoal or gray vehicle.
You're not going to believe what color came up.
I bought yellow once.
Yellow?
I did.
Like Tweety Bird yellow.
Like really yellow.
You're jacked.
Okay, then I bought black once.
Okay.
And I bought red.
All right.
So what came up?
Drum roll?
Oh, yeah, I can do the drum roll.
We need a drum roll.
All right, drum roll is. Oh, you gotta let me get the drum roll.
No, I'm just saying. I thought you were a particular color kind of guy.
Yeah, let's see.
This color.
Yes. What color should I buy?
The color that was chosen based upon your psychological profile.
Yes.
Orange.
Orange.
Orange. What the?
Who buys
what?
An orange?
All right,
car.
Listen. Well, here it is. Let me.
I've never even seen an orange car.
Hey, they're out there. I'm sorry.
This is nuts.
Well, that's what you chose.
By the way, where are you getting this quiz from?
This was formulated.
We've got to put this up on our Ranch Nation Twitter.
This was on Facebook. We will do that.
Okay, we'll put it on Wrench Nation, Twitter, and Facebook because you want to take this quiz.
This was formulated out of the laboratories in Sweden. Well, now, let me tell you about Orange.
The Swedes, isn't that Orange, where marijuana is like really, color, really legal up there?
Well,
Sweden?
Everything.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everything's legal
but
in Sweden.
But let me tell you about the color orange, and we're going to cover all the colors and what they mean and why you pick those colors. But orange, you're bubbly.
I am.
All right. You love attention. That's what came up.
Well, you know that's true.
I know. And you were probably the class clown in high school.
I'm still the class clown here at Evett.
And you always have one or two jokes in your back pocket.
At least.
So for the people out there, if you drive an orange vehicle, you are the class clown. It's okay. We can get your clown on. So that's the color for you.
All right.
We'll probably put this little test. I thought it was pretty cool. We do have to give a shout out to PlayBuzz.com. They actually have a ton of these little games and stuff, and I thought it'd be pretty cool. So
it is awesome.
I would have thought, now you said charcoal was your color.
Charcoal was the color that I
silver,
bought, or gray.
It's
right?
like silver.
It's
gray.
Like so. I'm kind of colorblind.
All right.
So you can tell me it's charcoal and sell me a blue car. I wouldn't know the difference.
Based upon the Swedish laboratory color injection formulations report.
Okay.
Gray is basically somebody
okay.
driving that doesn't want to stand out. Now the orange.
See, now hold on a second.
Are you clandestine?
I'm telling you that when I'm in my private time, I'm on my private time.
You don't want to be seen.
See, that's the thing. It's like, unless I'm being paid a lot of money per hour, I don't want to go to a club because I hate people.
That's it.
I hate crowds unless I'm being paid to entertain them.
Right.
I do.
You probably have the darkest window tint you could have.
Well, not yet, but I have inquired about it. Because I only had the truck like a week.
What it is... You know, I guess we can relate. You know, like there's a lot of type A listeners out there and, you know, robust, but then they run, you know, you get so psyched and so emotional in crowds.
It's like,
you want to chill out and relax in your silver slash gray charcoal
looking
car.
It's like, I
go
on a vacation. I want to go somewhere where there's no people.
Well,
I don't want to go on Black Friday to the mall because I don't want to be around people.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the fourth most popular color.
Okay.
And it definitely is the color if you're not into the status quo.
Right.
And you're sort of like neutral getting by. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I got to put this tidbit out, and I had to research this, people. I don't want the listeners to be mad at me and say, Frank, you're making stuff up. But the fact is, it's something like 86% of us, the majority reason,
right,
other than perhaps if you're married for way too long and the wife smacks you in the neck, you got to buy what she says.
Okay.
We make our decision on color. Did you know this? We didn't think about...
Yeah.
Like, does it have a good stereo?
No, you're right.
Is it a four-door crew cab? Like, you did two-door because you don't need four-door
Look,
anymore.
I'll tell you what. When I walked around the lot looking at multiple trucks.
Right.
There are ones I would just go by because I didn't want a white truck.
You didn't want? Well, yeah.
I didn't want a white truck.
I have a white truck.
I'm like, I don't want a white truck.
White?
For me, I don't want a white truck. My mom, every vehicle she buys, white.
Right.
I don't want a white truck.
Well, when you're not quite at the age of a midlife crisis. You're going to be approaching that.
For God's sakes, I'm getting there faster
if
you than
you are
think.
In the midlife
I got
crisis.
The gray hair there. I'm getting there. Midlife crisis.
We're going to do one more color.
One more color.
And this color speaks to all of you people in the midlife crisis.
Okay.
This means that you're done with your children. You're on your way to empty nesting.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to be a badass on the road.
It's got
to
be white.
No.
No?
White is not the color.
Okay, because that's my mom has that.
What color car would you most likely get pulled over in?
Black.
Red.
Red? Oh, you get pulled over, not getting pulled over by a black car.
Go-getters.
Sure.
Drive
sure.
red cars.
I see a lot of guys who are like kind of like the rich guys in the red Corvettes who are like in their 50s or 60s going to hit on the 20-year-old chickies.
That's
you know?
Red. Look, the
red.
I don't know why, but we've got as quoted by the environmental.
I think Ken had a red Corvette and
Ken
Barbie.
And Barbie.
Yeah.
Barbie was like blue or something. Yeah.
Should have brought in a
well,
Barbie
I'm just
Corvette.
Telling you, you're going to be there. You got about 10 years. You'll have a midlife crisis. You're
Great.
You're going to buy like a red Volkswagen Beetle convertible with orange interior.
Of course,
red projects that action and power, masculinity. It definitely is. Let me flex my muscles. It shows status. And quite frankly, for all my financial people and my lawyers out there, you probably drive a red car. Studies show that lots of lawyers and a lot of financial peoples, accountants and planners.
Well, they're making up for what? No, never mind.
All right. Well, I don't know.
A shortage in another area. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well,
480-655-8870. This is Wrench Nation. Do you have any questions? Is anything wrong with anybody's car out there? Is it making a weird noise? Is it shaking a little or making you go crazy? And you go, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I don't know what. Frank can answer that for you. All right. 480-655-8870. Wrench Nation continues next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Rock on.
It's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, it is.
How about a little Star Wars music today?
Yeah, Chewbacca, baby.
The disco Star Wars themed Cantina Chewbacca. Band here. May the 4th be with you. Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
88.7 The Pulse. This is Wrench Nation. I said WrenchNation.com. It's not WrenchNation.com. It's WrenchNation.tv.
Look at
us. So you can watch us.
TV,
you can see how beautiful I am. I'm sexy. And, look at me. Get in my belly.
Get in that belly.
You better continue that workout. We're watching you, man.
A workout.
Well, listen, we got a huge, huge contingency. We got Twitter's been just incredible,
yes,
Steve.
Yes.
And thank you for all of you guys on Wrench Nation Twitter. We always like to give the shout outs, and we've got several people out there.
All right, who are we talking to today?
Well, we're talking to John Gardner TV. John Gardner. I got to tell you, this guy's really a rock star. I'm telling you, out of Florida, he's working at Chippewa Community College.
Okay.
He is Professor of the Year out of the whole state. And he's an automotive college professor.
Very nice.
He's also...
He deserves a round of applause.
He does. He's educating, but he's got a great show. You guys, tune in. He's the host of Tech Garage on Discovery. Velocity, which is Velocity and Discovery, same channel, Sunday at 8:30. So I got to give a shout out to John Gardner. You rock. And my gals at Car Chicks. They are the premier motorsports organization for women. You can catch them on carchicks.com. They do all kinds of great stuff. And I believe they're out of California. So we want to give a shout out to Car Chicks
Hello,
on Twitter.
Hello, Car Chicks. All right. Guess who's on the phone? Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Is this who I think it is?
It's Mama Leone. Hello, Mama.
Hello. Mama Leone, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You guys said it's very hot out there right now.
Oh, yeah. 100 degrees today.
Yeah. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, it's hot.
Yeah.
I want you to know, I have the heat on.
What?
It's so
cold. Oh, my goodness.
The only reason I would have the heat on is if my radiator was overheating and I had to turn the heat on, and I had to do that when it was 105 degrees.
I got to clap that. That was very good.
Oh, I knew that.
You gave your very first tech
man.
Tip.
Yay!
Oh,
tech tip.
Oh, man.
Whoa. So, Mama Leone, tell us about the heat. This is a situation. You out there, you're in the Bavarian Alps of the Poconos. You can't just turn a switch on. You got like a special stove out there, don't you?
I have a pellet stove, but okay. I'm not burning it right now because I cleaned it.
Oh, you?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
All right, Mama Leone, we got to talk about your car situation. What color car are you driving?
Maroon.
Whoa, that's not
maroon.
An exact. Wait, that's not on the list.
That's kind of a takeoff of red, though.
It is. It means. Wait a minute. Yeah. You're retired.
She's a show off.
Are you like want to show off but don't want to? That's like maroon. It's not red, wild red. And you drive
it's in the red category, I want to say.
Well, okay, you're a hot shot. You don't mess with Mama Leone. Now we talked about red. We talked about that. You know, everybody driving red wants to kind of sort of declare their status in the world. Are you?
Oh my God!
Are you? Is do you have a particular status that you're declaring?
No, I don't. I'm not declaring anything.
What color? What I color said, is the interior?
Gray.
Oh.
Gray. Dark.
Now
gray.
Wait a minute. Why do they do this, Steve? Why?
I have no clue.
Gray and red?
Gray and red.
I'm telling you.
I like gray and red.
I don't know.
Look at black and red, how well the Wrench Nation logo looks.
Gray and red.
And red is like, to me, it's like wearing a hoodie, a sweatsuit. You would go to the gym in gray and red. I would.
That's
I would go to the if I had a gray and red swimsuit or no. swimsuit jumpsuit, yeah. I would literally be working out every day.
But that's different.
But you know what?
Color psychology going to the gym is different. Mama, you go to the gym. What do you wear, Mama, when you go
every
yoga?
Day, but I have my car. I mean, like.
No, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing at the gym?
Goes to the gym. I mean, yeah.
Are you wearing red to the gym too? You're kicking ass and taking names out there in the Poconos.
What about lavender?
Oh, yeah.
Lavender.
Lavender.
Is there any lavender cars out there? Like a lavender Dodge Ram? That would be so much me.
All right. Well, listen.
The people in Pennsylvania don't go that far. You know, we're just sitting here.
You guys are simple. But you do yoga. Do you have a specific color when you go yoga?
No.
You're simple.
No,
right.
I guess.
Well,
black.
let me ask you a question. You mentioned you had a car back in the day. I believe this was a two-door Ford, a Mercury. You had a Mercury, right?
It was a 79 Mercury Cougar. Yes, it was a boat.
It was a boat, but however, the boat was blue. Wasn't it a blue boat?
No, the boat was brown.
Brown. Do you want to know what?
Brown on brown, yeah.
We're going to get into your psyche back in the 70s, was it? Why do you pick the brown? Are you ready? If you drive a brown/beige vehicle, they're pretty much like looking at a monk's robe. Brown exudes a quiet peace.
I had a beige vehicle. Last truck was beige.
Were you at a peaceful state?
Yeah.
This is the color.
I like peace.
This is peace. Mom, you were at, Mama Leona, you were at a peaceful state at those days, were you?
Did I have a what? What did I have?
We're talking about the Mercury Cougar, the boat.
Yeah.
The color was beige. We discussed that the beige exudes a quiet peace as a color. Were you at a peaceful state during this stage in your life?
I don't know. I'm always at a peaceful state unless somebody aggravates me. I think that goes for everybody, doesn't it?
I bet your Frank's done that a few times.
I was going to say, yeah. So, you know, what that means is brown is somebody that speaks large volumes also about your penny-pinching ways.
Ooh, Mama Leone.
You got that. Meant you were just not spending like you didn't. You were cautious about
She's
your money.
She's a cheapie.
Penny-pinching. That's the color brown, man. Mama Leone.
Do I need to know these things? I mean, now I have stuff in my brain that does it need to be there?
Isn't
that the truth?
If you drive a brown or beige car, it also says you just want to live your life. You don't want to mess around.
Leave
you don't
me
care.
Alone.
Leave me alone. If you drive a red car, please go on. Go ahead of me.
Right.
Be done with it. That's the color beige. That's the color what it meant.
Well, now you knew what you always thought you didn't have to know, Mama Leone.
Isn't that great?
Yes. That's right. Now I know something else. Okay.
Yeah. So
now you can
do you
sleep
ever
well.
Have in life, where you say, "Why do I know this?"
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Yes, exactly. It's called TMI, too much information,
or Google.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Good point.
Listen, I think if you looked at prescriptions and the advent of the internet, pharmaceutical sales. Google and pharmaceutical sales all went up at the same time.
Yeah, you're right.
It jacked us up.
You're right,
because
everybody sits there and goes, "What do I have?" Everybody's a hypochondriac. That and WebMD. Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah, everybody. They start looking up their own diseases, and they're sitting there going, I have to have this medicine.
Mama Leone, Steve is on a diet. It's not.
Yeah.
But he could go to a website. The website would tell him what he's doing wrong with his diet.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, but you know... That's all, you know.
I know. We got to get back to basics.
The website doesn't know me.
No.
It doesn't know me,
no,
Mama Leone.
No, it doesn't know you. I know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
All right, Mama Leone. Thank you so much.
Don't mess with Mama Leone.
All right, Mama Leone. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Stay warm up there.
We're going to talk to you. Take care of Mama Leone.
Watch out for the snow. All right. 480-655-8870. Is there anything you need to know about why your car is doing what it's doing? Frank can tell you right here on 88.7 The Pulse. It's Wrench Nation, wrenchnation.tv, Wrench Nation on Facebook and Twitter. We got some prizes today.
I do. I got to tell the people. We love to give some stuff away.
All right, what do we got?
We got a $20 gift certificate to Domino's. Get your fat belly on.
All right, so come on. If you have a question, you can choose your prize.
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory prize.
And probably the best one you can get.
iTunes.
Call in with your questions. We got the giveaways.
480-655-8870 right here on 88.7 The Pulse. Wrench Nation continues with your calls next. Yeah, Frank and Steve, your calls 480-655-8870. Any question you have about your car conundrum, okay? If your car is making noise or your tires seem a little wobbly or what kind of just, things could happen, Frank?
Well, things are just not right. Maybe you were given an estimate at a garage and it just made you really want to puke in your mouth.
And if you call us with your question, 480-655-8870, we got iTunes, Cheesecake Factory, and Domino's. We'll give you one of those great prizes, a gift card today from Wrench Nation, all right? On the phone, we've got you know who from you know where.
Oh, boy.
Delaware. Delaware. It's Greg Buckley from Delaware.
What is happening, Mr. Buckley?
What's going on, guys?
Have great to have you on.
Hey, Greg, we're talking to our listeners, and we're talking to also our YouTube viewers.
Right.
And Frank has brought something in.
Greg, I just want to chime in real quick before we get into the color psychology. You know, we have buku fun on the show, and we got the YouTube audience out there. The thing is this. Today, something large happened, making it the largest recall. I want people to know. You guys got to know this. The likelihood of your vehicle being affected by this recall, added recall amount of vehicles, there was another 35 to 40 million airbag inflators announced today.
Wow.
Actually, it was another 28.8 million. So I think the number now is close to 40 million. Look, the bottom line is if you have a vehicle that has an airbag, get on to NHTSA.org. Type in your VIN number. Make sure that your vehicle's not on that list.
Sure.
Because those airbags, they're deadly. In fact, the history shows there have been several unsolved homicides, man. This is serious. That they later attributed to these defective
really?
Airbags. So
I gotta check it. I just bought a vehicle. It could be in there.
Number one. And number two, hang tight, Greg, because I really wanted to get this out.
Yeah.
For our YouTube viewers out there, listen, man, I'm getting a couple more of these calls, and Greg will chime in here in a minute. If you're buying I get excited and I get pissed, quite frankly. If you're buying a used car, everybody right. knows what this is.
Well, it's the speedometer, the odometer,
instrument cluster, all the stuff, right?
Yeah. Gas
what they're tank. Doing is if they've got a check engine light that is on and they want to be really sneaky,
right?
They'll take this cluster out and they'll take out the little check engine light bulb.
And it's that easy?
And it is. And wow. You buy the vehicle thinking this. And she bought a car. It was very inexpensive. And we got a lot of younger listeners. You know, they're getting into their first ride. Please, people, you're going to find what you think is a deal. Get a pre-purchase inspection. You can get on a Wrench Nation Facebook or Twitter. Reach out to us on wrenchnation.tv. We've got people all over. Get a pre-purchase inspection. Now, back to colors, Greg. What color car truck you drive?
Oh, man. You know, I'm
going to test you.
I'm going to guess.
Driving my.
Hold on. We're going to guess.
Let me guess. I say it's white.
Ah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess.
I'm wrong, okay?
I'm going to guess. Listen, I know you're not driving an orange Chevy pickup truck.
No.
You'd be shot on the side of the road. But you're driving silver or gray or charcoal-ish? No? I gave you a whole little middle.
What's this, the Kreskin hour?
Well, what color do you got? Because we're going to give you the
holes.
Yeah.
I'm rocking my black 07 BMW X3.
Right, I can see that.
Now, listen. No, we didn't cover black. So
no.
For all our listeners out there and for our YouTubers.
I had a black truck once.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. Black is a popular color. Okay. It's son of a gun to keep clean. We know that. Right?
Absolutely. Dust. You have to have a California duster out here, and you have to do it every day, three times a day.
So, Mr. Buckley out of Delaware, would you like to know what that color reveals about your psychological profile as it relates to the laboratory testing out of Switzerland? All right.
Black. Go ahead, Dr. Freud.
Yeah. All right, so black is a sophisticated color. It means that if you're driving a black vehicle, you are pretty much into the sort of the black tie dinners. You'll
You're fancy.
You're fancy. Now, black is a powerful color, not quite the red color. It means that you're declaring yourself important, classic, however, in control is what we're talking about with the black color.
You are in black, Greg.
I'm glad to go trade it in, I guess.
Yes. So we know all about you, and if you got a black vehicle, This is what they say, and black is a popular color. My wife drives a black.
Even though it's so hot here in Arizona, it is. And had that black vehicle, even my vehicle, the charcoal, oh.
But Greg, if that black car is clean, it is, man, it just exudes, it's like power.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I really enjoy, I came upon this vehicle just out of circumstances from a customer. I took it over from him.
Right.
And, you know, I love it, I do, it's. The color, everything about it, you know, the black and tan, all that. So, you know, if that's what the color psychology is all about, I don't know, man, maybe I'll be guilty of it, I guess. But
yes,
but you know what? I could have said, hey, what's the psychology of primer gray?
Yeah, that means somebody's stuck in time, is what I think. I think they, it's you know, they,
I sure as heck had a lot of cars that were just all primer when I was young, man.
Well, it's like
primered up Mustangs,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff.
We just—it's like we never finished. We're not complete,
right?
But that's like, well, what about now? You know, the traditional colors that we talked about. Now you've got. I've seen some of these cars at some of the big car shows. They're sprayed like Inyati sprayed. I forget what they call that.
A bedliner.
It's like a bedliner type paint.
They have paint on the car like that.
It's different.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a sprayed on the whole car. And now you've got...
I mean, if you put the finish I have on the Inyati, it doesn't look bad.
No, but your whole car?
I mean, it would look weird, but...
We did a thing up in Prescott, Greg. Louis Gomez, mm-hmm. Give Prescott Tire Pros a shout-out out there. Prescott Auto Body, we did a whole thing on some of the SEMA builds that he had going on, and he had this one GMC Colorado. This thing was just sprayed. It was a little different. I didn't know what to... I mean, I was like, oh, it feels coarse. It didn't... It's a little different. I don't know. I don't know if you see that out there.
Yeah, no, I really don't. I don't see a lot of, you know, I'm not into going to the car shows and stuff like I used to be.
We got to change that. What is wrong with... What are you... Come on, you got to go to the car show.
Oh, man,
show.
You know...
Man, come on.
It's not like I got nothing else to do, but...
you're a busy guy. I know. That's okay. I'll tell you what. I'll promise you, in the next 12 months, you, Steve, and I... We will be sitting at some car show talking Wrench Nation.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'll be out there
I don't care.
The end of September.
Yeah, we'll have a live. And I don't care if we do a live show on 77 Pintos, man, as long as we got cars. It's okay. We got cars. That's all good. Now, we're talking about colors, and there's a lot of our listeners. And, of course, if you have a car care question, you know we like to rap back and forth and have fun, 480-655-8870.
And somebody is on hold when we finish up with Greg here.
Yeah, Greg. And so one more color. We kind of basically covered. Greg, you got any idea if somebody's driving a yellow car, what do you think is in their cabeza there?
I would think that they are very, like, independent, vibrant. Very open, I guess. Not a fun, free spirit. Maybe
I would think you want attention more. You're out there saying, look at me, I'm brighter than everyone else.
Well,
yeah.
There's the yellow really.
Yeah.
According to the studies out of the Swedish laboratories of situations for colors, sensational goings on. We talked about yellow is sort of a joyful, young at heart.
All right.
Intelligent,
right?
Loves comfort,
right?
And drum roll, most importantly,
Will hold on.
Now we said brown and beige; they're counting their pennies.
All right, yellow will.
Yellow will pay for it. They will pay. Yellow, that's right. So
well, I mean, I would always pay for people to do things.
No, they'll pay.
Pay what?
There's a yellow Ferrari.
Because you'll pay for it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you think about Ferrari,
I'm about a yellow Chevy Colorado
or Lamborghini. You got to, you can.
You're right. They have those yellow colors in those.
Well, you can order what the hell.
Yeah,
whatever you want. I mean, if you got that kind of
money. You wanted lavender.
But yellow is a choice.
All these analytics are coming out of Sweden?
Well, no. Not really. This is brought to you by the Internet Situations. But I'm sure there's a Swedish laboratory that makes home paint that talks about, you know, the car color paint. But
I can't recall too many yellow Saabs and Volvos.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you know? By the way, Saab, I have a question for Saab. If you're listening, we have Swedish listeners. why the heck do you make a car born by jets? We don't need that. But anyway, Greg, as always, man, we really, really enjoy you coming on the show. You guys, remember, if you're in Delaware, get over to Buckley's Car Care, Buckley's Auto Care.
In where?
Delaware, baby.
I never even been to Delaware. Someday.
I'm going to take you to, you see, if you get out this way, you got a Mulrooney's cheesesteak on me.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason to go. All right, Greg, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks. All right, that's Greg. It's Wrench Nation. We got a caller on the phone. His name is JC. Hello, JC. Hello, JC.
JC.
Hi. How you doing? Is that JC? Where are you?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, JC's a little guy. How old are you, JC?
Seven.
Awesome.
You like Wrench Nation?
Huh?
Do you like our show?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you calling for today?
I really like your show, and it's actually and you guys are funny, and you make it acting good.
Oh, thank you.
Let me say this, little Jason, you are a rock star. And we really enjoy having you on this show. And I got to tell you, if you ever have anything regarding wheels, whether it be Hot Wheels, whether it be cars,
big wheels,
you give us a call. We are here for you, buddy. And we really appreciate you listening. You're a rock star, buddy.
All right, JC. All right, JC.
Thank you, JC.
Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day. That's JC.
You know, you got to love that. This is awesome.
You can hear Dad was in the car with him.
Yeah.
And they're listening to Wrench Nation together. We love that.
This show, listen, we talked about this. I think we're going to bring it. Let's bring it wholesome.
Yeah.
And let's get horticulture-like. I don't know if that's what we can use.
Horticulture. We'll horticulture. Start growing
it means
carrots.
Horticulture. It means that we're growing stuff. And we had little JC.
Yeah.
What this show is about is speaking to our family, our community, whatever age. We've got a lot of young listeners out there. We got listeners from all over the country, and we've got people from all over the world that listen to our podcast. Man, Wrench Nation is a community, and we're going to empower and have fun on this journey because all things car can be kind of intimidating. So, JC, thank you for listening. You little rock star, we appreciate you. Rock on,
all right,
JC.
Wrench Nation will continue here right after this on 88.7 The Pulse, 480-655-8870. If you have any questions about anything that's going on with your car, if you're going to buy a new car, if you should, if the air conditioner is screwing up because it's 100 degrees today and that air conditioner is blowing hot air on some of you right now, 480-655-8870. Wrench Nation continues here on The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now, 480-655-8870.
Steve and Frank here on 88.7 The Pulse. It is Wrench Nation. And JC, we lost you there on the phone, but you and your dad need to call back. Frank's got a present for you. Frank, what are you going to give him?
Well, we just so appreciate our listeners. You guys are all rock stars. JC, call back in. We need your information. I have a very special iTunes. Steve and I would love to give you an iTunes gift card.
Yeah.
Just for calling in. You rock. So call us back in so we can get your information, partner.
All right. All right. Wrench Nation, if you want to call 480-655-8870, taking final calls, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Frank, what else are you hitting on today?
Well, we're going to talk about, it's Star Wars Day, isn't it?
It is.
So I figured in the sort of superhero galactic theme.
Okay.
We have three superheroes.
Okay.
Which three superheroes would make a great mechanic?
So I figured
we'd cover that. There's a gazillion.
I got one already.
What do you got?
I'm gonna go with what's his name, the guy for the Marvel hero, the rubber man guy.
Oh,
because he could, like, in a car, you know, when you're reaching for something, you got to reach in and around and down and through. This
that was like Stretch Armstrong.
You stretch, yeah, exactly. I would stretch Armstrong. And you
remember
what was inside of him anyway?
I don't know, but it was toxic, man. Whatever it was.
But I would think Rubber Man would be perfect because he'd be, you know, digging in there. He could get to all those little crevices.
Yeah, I think
that's one.
That's one.
All right.
Well, in my logic, you know, mechanics are responsible for doing all kinds of stuff. One of the things that we have to do is we got to fit into tight places.
Right.
And that's tough. Some of these places, we can't even fit in. In fact, in my garage, we got the shortest guy. Get in there, get under that dash, and pull out the stuff.
Right.
But I thought Ant-Man.
Wow.
By the way, that movie grossed.
I'd step on him.
Ant-Man, not like Superman. No, you would not. Oh. In my garage, if I hired Ant-Man as a mechanic,
yeah,
Ant-Man could do a bunch of things.
I couldn't go get some ant be gone. I don't like ants.
First off, he's an insect, so he can go anywhere. He can go in the nooks and crannies, and Ant-Man could just shrink right down and have a peek. If you got a weird electrical issue, I would tell you it's like that commercial. I got my best guys on it. I got Ant-Man on it. So Ant-Man would be a pretty cool
character.
All right,
so you got Ant-Man. My other one would be Aquaman, but he'd have to shrink down because I'd want him to go into the radiator.
Oh, that would be cool. But why? Maybe there's an overheat situation?
Maybe.
He could look.
I'm just thinking of who can fix my car because I'm not thinking Batman's going to do a very good job.
No, actually, wait a minute. Batman may.
You think so?
Well, what was the professor's name? The guy that kept
him in line. Professor Strange.
Well, no.
Not Professor, the guy who is his butler.
His butler, the guy kept him.
Alfred.
He kept that cave clean.
Alfred kept him in line.
But we knew Alfred. Alfred was a horsepower kind of guy. I know Alfred was working on a Batmobile. See, Batman looked good in front of the camera, but he didn't know jack about automotive. I know that Alfred, the butler.
Alfred was the one fixing the Batmobile.
He was.
He was the one making the Batboat happen.
He was
making the Batcopter fly.
Right.
And the Batcycle and everything else. Yeah. He was doing it all.
Well, I have another superhero.
Bruce Wayne.
And a lot of these are coming out of Marvel Comics. You know, Stan Lee was incredible. That guy.
Right.
I would like to. Man, could you imagine an MRI of Stan Lee's brain activity? If they could just freeze that in time. This man was developed so many. And one of those characters that he developed was Magneto.
Of course, Magneto.
He was awesome.
Sure.
You know, if we have an engine that was knocking and it develops metal shavings,
right?
We could send Magneto in.
grab all the magnet stuff.
Yeah. So if you lost a little engine oil, like metallic stuff in your oil pan.
Yeah. One of those X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jean-Luc Picard was the X-Men guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Magneto was in there.
Magneto is awesome.
What a Wolverine. He would slice up your interior. If you had leather, I don't want Wolverine working on my car. Don't hire Wolverine.
No, I don't know what we would do.
Like he'd be slicing the leather in the seats.
No. Wolverine would be great. Wolverine, he would be part of the wrench posse. He would go after all the crooked mechanics.
Okay.
He would just slice them and dice them.
All right, that works.
So you
like El Chapo.
There you go. And here we are, Wrench
Nation. Did you hear about El Chapo?
Oh, yeah.
I think with El Chapo, what they need to do is they need to come up with a slicer of vegetables that they sell like Ronco Presents.
Oh, yeah.
El Chapo! And they chop the vegetables.
But then he's in prison or something.
Well, forget about him.
All right.
I'm just talking, it's a funny name. I will say
the number one, I think everybody will agree if you're listening, if we could pick a superhero to be a mechanic, we covered Magneto.
Yep.
We covered, what was the other one?
I call him Rubber Man.
Yeah, we call Stretch Armstrong.
Okay.
That's going back. Number one would
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was recovered. Yes. Yep. You know, Superman by far, he would be my top technician.
He could, like, if your engine block was real hot, he could magically use his cool breath and just cool it down.
Yeah, but the biggest thing,
X-ray vision.
X-ray.
Oh.
Dude, Superman, no more expensive.
He would have found that Kit Kat in the gas tank.
Right. We just say, we have X-ray vision coming from Superman. We have your diagnostic readings ready.
Yep.
And he also
He could run the auto shop and the body shop, but he could also do X-rays for like medical stuff on the side.
He could. And if you got into an accident, he could just pull a dent out, no problem.
He could. He could.
So Superman would be your number one superhero
for a mechanic.
He wouldn't need
the jaws of life, that's for sure.
If you guys got ideas about superheroes and mechanics, you can always get on our Facebook and give us what you guys think about your superhero as a mechanic. We got tons of stuff, and I've got some more giveaways that if you guys want to call in last minute, any comments, questions, we're giving out some goodness graciousness. We got the iTunes card for little JC. We're going to save that for him. I got some Cheesecake Factory and some Domino's. Don't we have that? Domino's gift cards to give out to you guys.
Somebody's on hold on the phone. I don't know if we're going to talk to him or not here.
Well, I think
Bree's working with somebody because I don't know if I have time to get my manual until next time.
Well, we could test you. We all said last week, Steve bought a new vehicle.
I did buy a new vehicle.
That's fine, but I'm going to test you.
Okay, test me a little bit.
Owners, not this week.
Not this week. Good. You're going to give me more time to study.
I'll give you a little more time
because
to study.
I brought this thing. This is the first. I didn't even know where
you
it
didn't
was.
Even know.
I opened the glove compartment. Well, I said, there's no owner's manual in this vehicle.
Well, we said three things.
It was in my armrest.
Three things you can do. We talked about it. We talk about it all the time. Number one, stay consistent changing your oil.
Okay.
Right?
Number two. Only 900 miles so far.
You're good.
Okay.
Oil's working for you right now. Number two, read the owner's manual.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Reed, do they have it on like one of those? Can I put it on my phone?
You can. You actually, some of the newer cars are actually, you get a little
Kindle or something.
Yeah, because books are just, nobody reads books.
I don't have Kindle.
Right. And number three, what was the third thing you can do to keep the longevity of your vehicle in great shape?
Trade it off when you want to get it fixed.
No.
Oh.
No, man, it's really simple. Hug a mechanic.
Hug him. Well, I hug you every week, Frank.
Yes, sir. I'll take a hug.
Lucky us.
You.
All right, everything. Joe's on the phone. He's got an air conditioner question.
All right,
2009
Joe.
Scion. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah. What's going on, Steve?
Hey,
guys.
How
what's
you doing?
Happening?
Good. So, you know, it's not broken. It's running smooth, but, you know, had it for about, what, 6-7 years now.
Right.
All right.
And I notice it's not as cold as it used to be.
All right. It's not a biting cold. You're not getting that 42-degree air. Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Cool, but it's not, you know, it's not frosty.
When did this problem start?
Good question.
Oh, probably the end of last summer.
Okay.
You know, but I haven't used it since then.
Okay, because I had a similar problem in my truck. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Frank?
Well, this is what we've got here. On the 09 Scion, you know, towards the end of the last summer, you said, man, you know, I'll deal with it next spring.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. I will tell you.
And I traded it off.
What is common, you probably got about 54, maybe 50-degree air, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Your system is probably going to be low refrigerant. That system will not drink much. It's probably 1.2, maybe 1.4 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Right? So what you want to do is you take it in. You can always stop by our place. If you're not in our neighborhood and you don't have a relationship, I'll get you into the right people. And what they'll do is they're going to evacuate it, which means they're going to pull out what the system has for Freon, measure that, and then recharge the difference with a little dye. And the reason why they use a dye, the dye is going to circulate.
Oh, I know why.
Go ahead.
To make sure there's no leaks.
You are the man.
Yes, I'm learning.
Look at this guy.
I'm learning.
Yes, I love you. You're learning. I feel like we're accomplishing things. So the gig is this, Joe. On the 09 Scion, the system's probably low. The big question is, because it's a sealed system, and like your refrigerator at home, it shouldn't be leaking out. You probably just need a basic service. As long as it doesn't have a gross leak, then you should be good to go. Now,
No, I don't think it's leaking.
Yeah. Well, if it's low, we don't know.
Okay. If it's Freon, I mean, that kind of evaporates real quick, doesn't it?
That's true.
Well, you can't see Freon, and it does go sky
high.
Exactly. It disappears. My point is, if it's not blowing as efficient, Joe,
you're
going to start with the basics. And the key is this. As a consumer, when you're going into a garage, because Freon is that whole service, look, I'm going to throw out price range, you know, $80 to $150 retail to take it into a garage. But the most important thing you want is to make sure that they're testing so they're not just doing what we call a charge and go. Because if you have to come back, let's say that it was a small leak that in August you're coming back, you definitely need to make sure that they give you some sort of warranty. You can reach me on Facebook, man. If you don't have a relationship, we'll take care of you. We'll give you the Scion love, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Joe, we're gonna give you a prize. Your choice, cheesecake or Domino's.
Which one do you want, buddy?
Cheesecake.
Yes,
all right. Hang on a second. Bree will take care of you, all right?
Hey, let's get some Pretty Young Thing, Michael Jackson, if you got a chance.
All right, we'll see if we can play that for you right after the top of the hour there.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
guys.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
That's his Way Back Wednesday request. All right, Frank, time for this.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Time flies when you're having fun, and we certainly are here on Wrench Nation.
Yes, and you know, there's always some kind of wacky, weird automotive news going on in the world. But listen, if you've got a car that's illegally parked somewhere, you better watch out because there's farmers that'll move them illegally, those illegally parked cars, with a tractor.
Oh, I've seen it happen in North Dakota, Frank. I'm from North Dakota. There's tractors everywhere.
They don't call a tow truck.
Absolutely not.
They don't call the police.
No, they will pick you up with their combine.
So this fella just said, you know what? The lady that drove this car, she parked illegally. She pulled out her cell phone and she's like, well, you know, I'm going to film this. But that lady had no right because she parked illegally on some dude's farm. And he said, listen, young whippersnapper, with your modern-looking device, I'm getting my old-school tractor, and I'm going to pick it up and move it. So don't park illegally next to any farm, especially behind a farm that has a tractor. That is your weird automotive news.
All right, Frank, WrenchNation.tv is where you can see this show on YouTube, Wrench Nation on Facebook, Wrench Nation on Twitter, and back here next Wednesday at 4 o'clock on 88.7 The Pulse every Wednesday.
That's right. We love you, people. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week
on Wrench Nation.